Hello, you've reached Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Kiesha. Are you currently calling me from a safe location?
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
What it is, my mom was driving my car and it broke down, so I have the location for the car. I just need to have it towed back to the house.
Right. And then, can I have that first and last name?
Chastity Skiles, Skiles.
Oh, hold on. Give me one moment. KI.
No, Skiles. That's my last name. Skiles.
All right, so okay, give me the first name first. What is the first name?
Chastity.
Can you spell that
Chastity,
out for me?
Chastity.
Oh, I'm sorry. Chisi.
Let me take your speakerphone. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was so cool because it's like loud, very loud, very, very loud.
Chastity.
All right. And last name?
Skiles, Skiles.
Yes. Okay. So with your insurance probably I have to make sure I have to spell this right. So for your first name, sorry, it's Chisty.
No, Asity, Chastity.
ITY. Okay.
CH
I got it.
ASRTY.
And last name?
Skiles, Skiles.
All right. Skiles.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And can I have a good callback number just in case the line gets disconnected?
It's 706-996-1536.
So I have 706. 996-1536.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Mrs. Chastity, would you like to receive a mobile text with the estimated arrival time of your service provider tonight?
Yes, that'll be fine.
All right, message and data rates may apply. Give me one moment.
I'll have to give you the location number
All
of
right,
the
just
F.
give me one moment. I'll let you know exactly when I need that information. Can you verify the address for security purposes?
370 Meadowlark Drive, Ringgold, Georgia, 307-3
Perfect.
307-36. Yeah.
Perfect. And what's the year, make, and model of the vehicle you're calling in about?
It's the Ford Focus. I can't remember what year it is. It's a
That's
Ford
fine. What
Focus.
color is it?
It is the color is silver or gray.
All right, give me one moment. So the vehicle just won't move.
No, ma'am. It broke down, but it's in a location where they should be able to get it. I don't think that they will have to have the keys. If they do, I can bring them out there, but it's accessible in every spot, so
Yeah,
it's
they
just on
would
the side of
most
the road.
definitely. Need the keys a lot. We bump into a lot of providers that don't like to go out without the keys. With it being an unattended tow. All right. So will the vehicle shift gears? The vehicles. Some providers like the vehicle to shift into neutral so that they could put it on the truck. Do you know if it shifts into neutral?
I'm not exactly sure. I can call my dad and find out. I can text them because they usually text me. I could let them know if it does or not. Or they usually call me before they get there. I don't have a clue if it will go. I'm sure it will go in a neutral. My mom said it was just acting weird, and it just kind of she can't go no further. So I don't know exactly what it was doing.
Okay, that's fun. That's really fun. So
Yeah,
I'm
actually
just
having the
gonna
kids in the
say it
car with her.
does. Time you get that phone number, make sure you call that service provider. The only difference is, see, you're actually covered, through your insurance, and they like for us to add different things on their PO so they can get paid for extra things. So if it does not start, that may, I mean, does not shift into gears, that may bump into a problem. We may bump into a problem there.
Okay.
All right,
Yeah,
so
I'll definitely.
there are some questions that I'm required to ask. You can answer them by stating yes or no. Is the vehicle in a parking garage? You did state no on that. Give me one moment. Is your vehicle a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
It's what is a regular drive? It's 2-wheel drive. Yeah.
All right. And is this service the result of an accident?
No.
Perfect. So who will actually be there when the service provider arrives?
It will be either me or last time they just picked it up and I just in that
Yeah,
they met
you can
me at the
totally
house.
say nobody.
Okay, so nobody.
All right. And where would you leave the keys?
I'll leave the key underneath the front tire, the driver or the passenger front tire.
Okay, passenger. Front tire. All right, so I do want to let you know that you would need to also waive liability with me on the phone, basically just stating by the time that you leave the vehicle and the service provider is on the way towards the vehicle that anything that happens to the vehicle will not be we won't be responsible for it. Agree or
Okay.
disagree?
Agree.
Perfect. And where is the vehicle located?
Okay. Do you want me to give you the coordinates or just tell you that? Because it's at the corner of Mount Pisgah and Baymont, but I can give you the coordinates. Like my sister went there and got the coordinates for me.
All right, now the coordinates is actually perfect, so I can have that.
Okay, let me get it right. Is there a, can I mail it to you? Can I email it to you? Or
No,
can they mail like
ma'am.
while you're on the phone? Or I could take, okay, I'll just give it to you. Hold on a minute. Because I'm not sure about the way they read, but let me see. I got it right here. So the coordinates is the latitude is 34.8374179.
Perfect.
And longitude is negative -85.19222944.
So for the lat, I have 34.8374179, and for the longitude, I have -85.19222944.
Yes, and you said on the latitude, you said 4179 at the end.
4179,
Thirty-four.
yes.
All right, okay, I'll make sure. All right. Yes.
All right, give me one second. Let me put that in. So, you said I have, what is this, North, what street was it on again?
The address it's showing on here is 3877 Mount Pisgah Road, Ringo, Georgia. But it's at the corner of Baymont and like it's in the curve. There's Baymont and Mount Pisgah.
Okay, I was about to say that's what I have. All right.
Okay,
So, and the address that you have on file is 370.
Meadowlark Drive,
Yeah,
Ringo,
so
Georgia.
and that's what you
That's
want
right,
the
Gordon.
vehicle to be towed.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, is there any gate codes or any apartment numbers I need to be concerned about?
No, ma'am.
Perfect. This was actually my first move call without the person who's actually, in the car, not there. Right. So, I have you mapped and located. You are fully covered for this. What would actually happen is, You would receive a mobile text with the driver's name, phone number, and estimated arrival time. And I'm sure you've been through it before because you already knew that part.
Yeah,
but is there anything?
I didn't even want to provide anything.
All right. Well, is there anything else I can assist you with?
That will be it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and you have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.